Hello, friends. This is Shayla, the vlogger and blogger at Singing a New Song, where we are all about faith, family, marriage, motherhood, home education, modern homemaking, whether you have an outside job or not, and sharing real-life practical solutions to the problems that a lot of us women balancing all of these things face. So you guys, did you know there's now a way for you to support the Singing a New Song mission? Friends, if you enjoy the work I'm doing here and find it helpful, you can make a donation to keep these posts and podcasts coming. Just go to anchor.fm/singingainewsong/support or check out the listener support button with this podcast to learn more. Also, if you have topic suggestions or requests, be sure to contact me through the blog and let me know about them. So you guys, today's topic is marriage. And today I'm going to give you guys our best 6 thriving marriage secrets for parents. Last weekend, my husband and I went out on our yearly date. That's right, I said yearly, as in once a year we go out on a date. Now I know what you're thinking. How on earth do you get a thriving marriage on one date a year? Well, you're in luck, because today I'm going to tell you how. But first, a little backstory. Briefly, this is our story. I think this post will be a little bit more meaningful if I first share how we discovered these secrets. So currently, we are blessed with not one, but a couple really wonderful choices of people that are willing to watch our kids for us so we can go out. We are at a stage where we could go out more often, but we're just not used to it yet because it hasn't been the case for us for most of our years together. In fact, it's only been for around the last year since we moved back to my old hometown that we've had this. I think the longest stretch we went at one point was nearly 5 years between outings. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a bummer. Considering this though, you would think that our marriage would be barely hanging on by a thread. After all, if you were to Google ways to strengthen your marriage, you would likely be bombarded with the importance of dating your spouse. One of the most common recommendations I've seen is to go out on a date once a week, especially when the kids start entering the scene. In the beginning years of our marriage, I started noticing all the talk about the importance of dating one spouse. It seemed everywhere I turned, there was another article or another person talking about it. We had a problem though. As the years went on, and as more children entered the scene, it became more and more difficult for us to get away and have these regular and important outings. But you know, it really is true that with God as the focus, all things can work together for good. And that is exactly what happened in our case. So you guys, this year, we will be celebrating our 16th anniversary together. And I am pleased to say that our marriage is thriving despite our lack of regular outings together. So how is it that we have small kids, have been in the small child phase for pretty much our entire marriage, and have been married 16 years, and have a thriving marriage despite all of this, and the fact that we're homeschool parents? So I'll tell you, but before I do, let's talk a little bit more about why some people, particularly parents, don't date each other. So the problems many parents face, there can be so many reasons why it's hard for some parents to get out and go on a date, from not being able to find a sitter to separation anxiety for parents and children and everything in between. Let's talk about some of these reasons in detail. The first one is sitter scarcity and expense. For many people, it's not so difficult to find a sitter if you have a baby or a couple small children. In fact, a lot of people have others offering to watch cute little babies and cute little small kids. But the problem is, the more children that you have and the older they get, the less people offer. And this is just how it goes for especially bigger families or bigger parents of bigger families, especially. It can be next to impossible to find a babysitter that is willing to take a bunch of kids once a month, let alone once a week. So that leaves you with having to hire somebody, if you can find somebody willing. That can be quite expensive if you have a gaggle of kids. When you combine that expense with a dinner expense, it can get pretty expensive fast. For many couples, especially bigger families, it can get more expensive than they can afford. But there is another reason that people don't date each other, or couples don't date each other. It can be a dangerous one. For some couples, they get so wrapped up in simply surviving parenthood, especially those little years when all the kids are little. And before you know it, a year has gone by, maybe 2 years have gone by, and eventually the couple maybe even doesn't always realize it, but they start growing apart. This is especially the case if there's other issues that have come up but never been properly addressed. That's a topic for another session, though. Sometimes what happens next is one or the other or both will get hurt feelings. The husband, he gets hurt feelings because the wife hasn't mentioned going out in a really long time. And the wife can get hurt feelings because the husband hasn't mentioned going out. Next thing you know, they're in a standoff. Each one is waiting to be asked out by the other, thinking that the other one doesn't care to go out with them anymore. Or you have a situation where they do go out, but it's been such a long time since it was just the two of them that they don't know what to talk about anymore. Or they don't even know how to have a conversation with each other anymore. So they just sit there, silent, awkward, staring at the menu. Believe it or not, my husband and I have experienced and worked through all of these situations. So here's the six ways that we found to work through it. The number one way is to date your spouse. So quite a few years ago, after a couple years of feeling sorry for my husband and I not being able to get away and go on a date, I finally put my thinking cap on. I don't remember what anniversary it was, maybe our 8th or 9th, but we really wanted to go out and we didn't have anybody to ask. So we agreed that on our anniversary, my husband was going to get off work early and we were going to have a date night at home. I spent weeks planning that date night, from what to wear to what to make. Our kids were little, but I told them Mommy and Daddy were going to have a special date night. They got so excited about it, and on the day of our anniversary, they even helped me clean the house, and we talked about how they were going to get to watch a special show that evening, and we talked about house rules. Meanwhile, my husband, he had been making some plans of his own. Halfway through the day, I was surprised with a knock on the door. He had bought a huge bouquet of flowers and had them delivered 9 miles out of town to our house. To this day, we remember that date, and it remains one of our top best dates ever. My husband still brings up what I wore, and that's when it happened. We discovered we don't have to leave the house to date each other. We had so much fun on our home date night, and from that point on, we realized it wasn't so much going out that was the key, it was connecting and taking time out for each other. So our first secret is to realize you do need to date each other, but it doesn't mean you have to leave the house. In fact, we've since learned that it doesn't even take a romantic date night like I described here. Although I highly recommend doing a big hoopla as often as you can, I think we all know that for most people, it's not what you eat once a year that makes you healthy versus non-healthy. It's what you eat every day. And it's similar in a marriage. It isn't what you do once in a great while. It's what you do consistently to build your marriage that makes a difference. So I'm going to go into detail now on 5 more meaningful ways that we have found to reconnect and essentially date daily, weekly, and monthly. Here's the rest of the breakdown of the 6 marriage secrets for parents. One of the daily things we like to do is prayer. Early on in our marriage, we committed to saying a morning prayer together. In the beginning, it was awkward, but that awkwardness did leave after about a week or two. Sometimes we miss a day, and there's times where we even miss a few days. but those days never go as well as the days when we pray together. I truly believe that our success is 100% due to God and our willingness and desire to follow Him. It truly is He that has shown us the way through everything that we have faced in our marriage. Number three is to connect. At least once a day, amidst all the chaos, we try to connect. Be it a hug, a touch, a kiss, pouring a cup of coffee for the other first thing in the morning, something, just something, even if it's small, just to show we care. Tip number four is to share. So have you ever met a person that actually prides themselves in how they never talk with their spouse? We have. One of the marriages that we know of that this was the case is now divorced. And to say that the other couples in the other marriages are miserable would be a drastic understatement. In the beginning of our marriage, we noticed couples that didn't talk and communicate, and they were very open about it. And we noticed how unhappy they were. So at the end of every day, we always try to share something interesting, funny, awful, or crazy that happened. We made a point to do this in the very beginning, so now it just comes naturally. I mean, it's we don't even think about it. We are oftentimes the first ones we want to text if anything happens, or just to share things through the day. Of course, we've had a day sprinkled here and there where we were mad at each other and didn't talk, but that never lasts very long. And part of it is because we nurtured such a friendship of talking and sharing. So when we are not doing that, we miss each other and we miss not having each other to share something with. So we never stay mad for very long. Tip number five, this is something that we try to do weekly. So I'm a bit old-fashioned, so this part does make me blush to tell you, but making time for intimacy weekly or more is so important. Years ago, we actually discussed and set a weekly intimacy goal, which I think was very helpful. A very helpful discussion to have, especially for me, because it helped me to understand my husband's needs. Although we don't always achieve our goal due to the craziness of life and family, we do try. I think each couple needs to discuss and decide what is right for them as far as weekly intimacy goals would be. For sure, it's important to make a plan to make time for intimacy. Otherwise, life will just get in the way. So I know what you're thinking. How does a couple do this with small kids? Let me tell you, where there's a will, there's always a way. Expert tip, although it seems like kids never sleep, they actually do. So monthly, quality time. Quality time is probably more important to me than my husband. If I don't get quality time with him, I get super cranky. Funny, all I really want to do is have coffee and chat with him or watch a movie with him, and I'm good to go. My favorite, though, is to just have a coffee date in a quiet part of the house, maybe before the kids get up, which rarely happens. So sometimes we have to sneak away to the office or the bedroom and just talk while the kids are watching Saturday or Sunday morning shows. We talk about everything from dreams to renovations, the kids, problem solving, family, whatever. I prefer to spend quality time together every weekend, but I found it's critical to have quality time at least once a month. So you guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope these tips have given you some ideas and that you've enjoyed this podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and as always, be blessed.